Hey everybody, welcome to Monday, and we're reading Mark chapter 2 today, as you will see, and there are several things going on in Mark chapter 2, and I want to walk with you for just a few minutes through the first thing that we see, and it's Jesus healing a paralytic. And there are so many things that we can draw out of this first account. We see this man that has friends that are willing to take him to Jesus. I think that is one of the coolest parts of this entire thing, other than Jesus healing the guy, is that there are friends who are willing to go to great lengths to help someone find healing from Jesus. And so you've got these friends that go, they find where Jesus is at in Capernaum, and they find that they can't get their friend who is paralyzed and on a mat into the house. And so they get creative with it. And if we look at a first century Jewish house, they typically would have a flat roof on them. They would be a rock house, but they would have a flat roof that was made of, well, we would consider it in Kansas, sod. So sod that was with like sticks and branches. And so these guys took the man up onto the roof, knowing Jesus was inside, and Jewish homes would have a staircase going up on the side of the house up to the roof, and they dug a hole through the roof. I don't know what the homeowner thought about this, but they dug a hole through the roof, and I love imagining Jesus being down below feeling dirt trickle down onto his head and watching these people dig a hole in the roof only to lower their buddy through the roof. And we see Jesus not get upset. We don't see Jesus tell them to take a number. We see Jesus show compassion on this man. Now, something that I want you to think about as you're reading this today is that it's so easy to see the miracle that Jesus did in healing the man physically. But that's not the only healing that happened. Jesus healed him physically and spiritually. In fact, Jesus forgave him for his sins and then had him get up off of his mat. And this is just a beautiful showing of Jesus caring not just for our physical needs. And I think it's easy for us to focus on the things that we need, the physical things, the physical healing, the situations around us, the predicaments that we find ourselves in. And it's easy to lose sight of the fact that regardless of whether we get the physical healing or the material desires that we have, we serve a God who gives us more than any of that when He heals us spiritually. One more thing that I want to have you think about as you read this account is that Jesus was beginning to really make people angry. And we'll see that throughout this week's readings. In several of them, there are people after Jesus, and there's a line that is drawn. But they're most angry in this account because their belief was, incorrectly, that only God could forgive sins. And Jesus said, "Your sins are forgiven," to this man, which would be considered blasphemy, because only God could do that. Exactly. Jesus was showing that He was God. I'll talk to you tomorrow.